great explosions mark the hours, never late.
Welcome to the Junk Fort Boys, three gutter snipes who rose from the streets of Duskwall to a junk fort in the sky, a junk barge in the sewers, and now a junk ship on the seas, or waiting in port. I'm one of your characters. I am Tyre. I play Jarl Xander Juckles Doubleday, a tinkerer with an onion in the guts, fixer machines with a knack for the nuts. And my fact for this week is that Juckles has not been with a woman before, or a man. Or anyone, really.
No.
I'm glad you're true.
I thought you were supposed to tell a secret.
No, not a secret. Oh, it's a fact. Wow.
Yeah, wow. I'll say it's a fact.
Jesus. Coming in hot. Jarl Xander coming in tender and coming in vulnerable and patches or patchy. Coming in
this
just
is, this is not,
absolutely
is this in,
scalding hot.
I don't know if this is in character or not.
You don't know if I've been with a woman.
I don't know if you're really offended or not. I don't know who's offended. Is it Tiger or Chuckles?
Yes.
And is it now also. Or all the time?
Yes. Also. Okay. Next fact. Or secret, I guess, is what we're supposed to be saying.
My name is Andy. I play Tarquish Squish Sunder. And Squish's fact of the week or day is that he is very sensitive about his horns. He doesn't know if they're too big or too small because he hasn't met a lot of other demons or teacher oceans.
But if he had to pick, does he think they're too big or too small?
He would probably lean towards too small.
Okay.
Like a hat's not staying on there?
Well, the hat as part of the disguise.
Oh, to disguise the horns. It's like a codpiece.
The horns. I mean, the horns stick out of the hat, which is why he has to have them.
Like an evil-looking Christmas tree.
I love how you remembered that he's wearing multiple hats.
No, he's not. He's only wearing one hat.
You said them.
Well, no? Yeah, I mean, he had the hat before.
Oh, okay. I thought he was wearing two hats and one got shot off or dented.
No, one got dented from those bullies. I hit it with a slingshot and then Squish got mad and shot them in the ass.
Right.
Totally which has justified. Had no repercussions whatsoever.
No, not None. At all. It was completely justified.
Yeah, and the cops weren't after us and it definitely did not turn them into zombies.
Definitely not.
So.
And on that note, Brandon, Patches.
Speaking of zombies, brainless slugs, Patches.
Yar, I'm the captain, the co-captain, previous captain, current, maybe future captain. My name is...
What's in future captain?
My name is Captain Miles O'Brien. No, I mean Captain Patches McKenzie. Connor. What? Connor McKenzie. Sorry, yes. Miles O'Brien is from Star Trek. He does Vaporwave. My name is Brandon in real life, but everyone calls me Brandon in real life. But everyone in fake life can call me Patches.
Come on, get on with it. Give us your facts. I'm dying here.
I wrote a whole introduction. Well, I came all up right. with it. I didn't write anything down.
Sorry, I derailed you.
That was it. That was it. My introduction was to waste time.
He's stalling. Quit stalling.
Me father was a handyman who worked out of his truck. And me mother sold hamsters.
I thought these were supposed to be about you.
They're about my family.
No, it's supposed to be about you.
Well, no, it's open to interpretation. Yeah, I can see how this would affect you as a young lad.
I didn't read the rules.
Wait, sorry. True. Did you say your mother sold hamsters?
Yeah.
No, his father sold hamsters.
No, my father was a handyman who worked out of his truck, but he always dreamed of being a famous fisherman, like the one you'd see on billboards.
Like the one that the neighbors had, you know, the ones with the boat.
No, like Gordon's fisherman, you know, that guy, he's on a billboard. That's the fisherman you want to dream to be. But
the fish stick guy?
Yeah. He's on billboards. Name one other fisherman that made it to a billboard status. Gotcha.
You got
right
me there.
Silence. My father always wanted to become that billboard fisherman. Instead, he became a smuggler for fish.
Sticks.
A fish smuggler.
he smuggled fish. So
interesting.
Until my mother died at sea.
And then my father raised BB.
And then he gave me wine and said, someday you'll have a boat.
Someday, son, the neighbor's boat will be ours.
Excellent. I'm Bridget. I'm everybody else. And my fun fact of the week is Tam Mazaran. He got into botany, not realizing it was about plants. He thought it'd be about like poisons or stuff. And by the time he realized it was more about like gardening, he was too far gone into his degree and just didn't have the heart to change it.
I had that written down. Tam Mazaran.
Tam Mazaran.
Right. I looked into it too. The study of buttons is not buttony. It's a really stupid world we live in.
Okay, so what is it?
I don't remember. It's
hold on. Thank you.
The study of buttons.
It's really dumb.
Buttonology.
It is not buttonology. That's not what ChatGPT told me earlier. And ChatGPT is always right all the time, every day.
Okay, there is Componophobia is an excessive irrational fear or disgust of clothing buttons.
Oh.
But they're okay with, like, elevator buttons?
That's a good point. Where do you make the distinction?
I'll find someone.
I guess we'll have to Tam Mazaran.
Yes, doesn't hate buttons. He teaches botany.
Yes. He also raises
people from the dead.
Speaking of. New and familiar faces. Hold on, let me make this bigger. I can't
see it. Oh, it's quite big.
Not for me.
Unlike Squish's horns.
I thought they were big.
Nope.
At least I've laid with a woman.
Hey.
Or a man.
The Lockport legend. New and familiar faces. A juicy reveal. The crew met Evelyn at Jorge's. First, they ordered a culinary masterpiece of jelly beans, milk steaks, Saganaki, and cheese steaks. Then they offered to grade her papers while she told them what she knew. Evelyn revealed that she had been Western Vale's TA as a way to earn money. She was there when Vale found the book with Neelix's story. She saw the break-in at Vale's office and recognized it as Tam Mazaran, professor of botany at SUK. She offered to open the gates for the crew to sneak back onto campus, but would not face the professor with them. I'll have what she's having. While the information was juicy, their meal was not. Squish went into the kitchen to complain and reunited with Chef Roselle, former owner of the Golden Plume. She had left Doskoval after Baz's death and Squish's sudden disappearance. Remembering her former chef's talent, Roselle asked Squish to continue working at the restaurant. Squish remained aloof as ever. After paying the bill, Evelyn told Patches that she had remembered him from class. She had been his former TA. Patches remembered nothing of this. Eat your words. They were able to sneak back on campus and, using some well-placed bushes, avoid being seen by the guards. They found Tam Mazaran's office. They found packing lists from the Lockport Garden Club, an invitation to a garden party held later this season. They entered the laboratory and heard the shuffling of three zombified bullies. But Mazaran arrived at the last minute, preventing them from finding out more. He locked the door to the laboratory. Squish and Chuckles are stuck with the familiar undead men. The crew may have just eaten, but these bullies are hungry for revenge with a side serving of brains.
Oh, good thing they got us. Nothing to eat.
Speak for yourself.
You can't read.
Okay.
You had prostitutes tussle all your brains away.
Look, I
guess you can't judge a man's intelligence by how well he can read.
As a man who values reading both in real life and character, yes, I can.
It doesn't make it right. And by the way, I have a question. Golden Boxes. Plume? I've been saying Golden Plum.
Yeah, I thought it was Plum too.
It definitely was Plum. or plume, depending on what notes I was reading.
Okay.
All right.
I think it was originally supposed to be plume, and I pronounced it plum once, and well, that was the end of that.
Well, the game master is always right.
Don't say that, because there will be a day when you're game master and I will argue.
And then I will say the game master is always right.
Yeah, there you go.
And get your brains eaten.
Shut up. Get over here and let me eat your brains.
Oh, the brutalized boys. The brutalized buttless boys.
The brutalized boys. Sorry, I'm just trying to show you.
Before that part was covered up, I thought it said traumatized.
No. I mean, they probably are.
Yeah, they probably don't recognize me, though, right?
They are buttless. I repeat, buttless.
They're probably probably the last thing they do remember.
Ah.
So here's Tam Mazaran. Just as a quick recap, you guys had walked, just kind of crept into the very entryway of his laboratory, which is a dark, dim room that has these kind of like flickering overhead lights. You heard some shuffling and groaning and just general bodily noises. And you saw one of the boys that, yes, you had shot in the booty hole earlier, is now
in the booty hole.
That is some great marksmanship.
Wow. I wasn't even trying, but I got him right in the hole.
You found them in a pale, unliving state, moving around. Patches, you had just also kind of entered the room, but Tab Mazaran came in at the last second and kind of grabbed you and slammed the door shut, locking it and telling you, you can't go in there. They're zombied.
Zombies?
Oh, yeah. And then he said, did he say Patches is going to help him?
Yeah. So he had grabbed you and had taken you into the storeroom. So as Tam Mazaran's running around his storeroom, he explains what's been going on. He said, they said they were fine, but I tried healing them, and well, things didn't go so well. And then I tried, I really tried, you know, and it's not very easy. You know, flowers, they got to ripen at just the right time. And I may have gotten my stamens and my pistils all mixed up, but it did not take well. The rejuvenation juice did not work. Well, yeah. I mean, it worked, but look at them.
Yeah, I could definitely tell. I would have just, you know, put a bandage on that and sent them on their way. I mean, I guess a butthole shot takes it pretty bad.
Oh, you had no idea. Those boys didn't have long for this world.
Oh, my goodness.
But you've got to help me. We have to find it. We have to find the cure. We have to find something to turn them back.
Agreed. suggest, Matt, and a reminder, I'm pretending to be a drunk student. Well, I'm pretending to be a student that's drunk. Well, it's really method acting.
Half of that's true, though.
He's right. When he's right, he's right. All right, let's do it. Yar!
He says, quickly, get me the... You good? Hello?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just coughed.
Oh, sorry. No, I cut out for... Guys, everything cut out for a second.
No, I hear you just fine.
Okay. He says, quickly, I need to get... and he starts listing off a name of ingredients. So we'll get to that in just a second. But meanwhile, Squish and Chuckles, you guys have heard the door slam shut behind you. You kind of hear Taz Mazaran in the other room just shouting.
Uh-oh.
These brutalized boys have not seen you yet. Not sneaking in the darkness. You just haven't been really seen yet. What would you like to do?
Are they shuffling?
Yeah, they're not fast. They are kind of moving kind of sluggishly, okay. You know, like dragging one leg behind them in typical zombie fashion.
Okay.
Do you think they'll attack us, Chuckles?
Well, I don't know if they're evil. I would like to avoid them.
But shouldn't we see if they're evil?
Like ask them?
Well, I was thinking about just like
shooting them.
Not yet.
Asking for forgiveness?
They do look familiar.
Well, definitely not that.
They look like your bullies from earlier.
they were all of our bullies.
Yes.
I took That's care true. Of that problem. I never got yes. a thank you, by the way, for that.
Oh, for shooting those young boys in their booty holes?
Causing a school like shooting?
I feel like you should be in jail.
Well, that makes two of us. That should be in jail.
Oh.
At least. Well. No, I was thinking about, like, just going in front of them and seeing if they'll attack us.
Oh, like, sure. like testing them.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what you normally do with zombies, right?
Like, oh, we should give them the flesh test. But you first.
Actually, does Squish have anything in his pockets that would be like meat?
I don't know. Does he?
Flashback. He put half a sandwich in his pocket. He put flashback. A taco in his pocket like some kind of fucking monster.
It's a flashback. He's got a big fucking pepperoni in there.
Just got one pepperoni. I'll save this one for later.
Hold on, sausage links.
I will say you don't have any meat in your pockets. Around. However, at Jorge's, Patches had ordered a round of cheese sticks for everyone, which was four people, and yes. nobody ate them.
Right. So he was smart enough to pocket some of them.
And yes, he pocketed some of them. But I do think that I think the argument could be made that Squitch, who usually steals stuff, probably pocketed some of the cheese sticks.
That's right, true. Yeah. I'm full of milk steak.
jelly beans.
And jelly beans, yes.
Yeah, I'll take out a mozzarella stick and I'll throw it at one of the brutalized boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right in the middle.
Are you throwing it at him or like trying to like throw it in front of him?
No, I think I'm going to throw it at him.
Oh, it just explodes. Okay. It's cheese. Just He's molten cheese.
Lactose intolerant.
Roll your finesse for throwing the cheese.
Okay. Rolling the cheese.
Roll for cheese.
Oh, it's Plus not rolling one. The cheese. It was throwing the cheese.
Rolling cheese. So you like almost like a grenade. You kind of just like gently roll this cheese stick down the aisle or into the concrete area in front of the zombies. And one of the zombies, the one that's been walking kind of back and forth that you can see, stops and like turns and sees it. And like, he bends over, he picks it up, and does like a little like, and throws it back onto the ground.
All right. Well,
don't trust him.
Yeah. So what does that tell us?
He didn't.
Great test.
He didn't jump on it. So maybe he.
They're definitely not, scoundrels.
Maybe so he's not going to attack us. Go poke one.
Because we're also made of cheese?
We can smell like cheese.
One of us does.
All right, then I'm safe.
I had flaming cheese earlier.
Yeah, that too.
That's true.
That is true.
That's okay. Lore. That's canon.
That is canon. You can't teach that. All right.
Go poke one.
Oh, you want me now? You want me to apply the flesh test?
Yeah.
What is that going to tell us? Whether or not they're going to eat us?
Yes. You mostly, but yes.
All right. I am going to try. I'm not going to touch it in the flesh test, but I am going to try to look savory in the direct middle of all three of them to see if they, start hunting me. I guess
that's the second time I've heard the word savory today, and I just want to point out that's a good word. Don't get to use it very often.
So you're gonna walk up to the aisle where, and kind of like in the middle of these three zombies, potential zombies, brutalized boys, and you're gonna stand there and
real tasty.
Make yourself look savory.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah. No, I got it. Right. Yeah, go ahead and throw your sway. Now, are you still wearing your hat of many corners?
Yes, infinite quarters.
Okay.
Five. So, infinite, otherwise known as five.
Yeah, your five-cornered hat. Yeah, so you get an extra bonus with your hat for trying to convince people and being charming. So I believe that in this case, since you are trying to be charming and savory, it would also work.
All right. I'm not sure I'm trying to sway them, but I don't have a better suggestion. So,
well, you're not really trying to talk to them. So, I mean,
I'm so true.
Savory.
So, yes.
Look at me. I'm a ham. Do you see these smelly, smelly odor lines coming above me? Ooh.
Hey.
I'm like a pie on the windowsill.
Yes, a savory pie. Everyone's favorite kind of pie.
Oh, okay. Meat pie?
Savory pie, yeah.
Sometimes blackbird meat, pie.
Sometimes cheese.
Window pie.
Ooh, window pie, like for hobo.
You don't have anything in sway?
No, I have zero in sway. I am very min max.
Even with your plus one.
I didn't put the plus one.
Yeah, but make sure you add your modifier on there. If only because you got a cool hat, you got to use it.
All right, sway. Yeah, I earned this hat. I think
you did. You rummaged for it very well. Okay, so tell me how you look savory.
Okay, the word, I think it's lost its meaning now.
In front of your husband? I just went in the middle and I kind of put my hand on my hip and sort of just, you know, sort of sashayed, no. I guess. You don't,
no,
know?
Don't,
you
don't know? We don't know.
Would you like me to demonstrate for our listeners at home?
No, please don't.
All right. Yeah, no, I was in the middle, and then then I sort of put my hand on my hip, and I went, "Yoo-hoo!"
Are you just really mimicking Neelix?
Bugs Bunny? Yes. Oh yeah, I learned it from Neelix, who learned it from Bugs Bunny.
Flashback. Neelix is teaching how to flirt. Neelix is teaching how to flirt.
Yeah, Neelix, I need some help. I've never laid with a woman or a man. How does one flirt? And then he said, just stick your hip out and yell, "Yoo-hoo, boys, come and get it."
So
it seems to work on all the Leviathans.
Yes.
And so it does work. The brutalized boys all turn towards you, and you can see that you have their rapt interest, and they're staring. They're kind of like slack jaw, which you can tell they're like kind of like you could, you know, see. So they're drooling, to put it nicely. They're into it. They're definitely into it. Unfortunately, you have put yourself in the middle of three zombies who now see you as a delicious snack.
When you put it that way, it sounds like that was a dumb idea.
No, I mean, it worked. You know, I don't know what you were hoping to find out, but you found something out.
I did. I learned it. Life is but a series of experiments.
And good thing you're in a laboratory to find that all that happens. Tam Mazaran is yelling these things at you, Patches, and you're not quite sure. He goes, "I need some Campion. I need some Bergamot. I need some Freesia. Like, what are you doing? What are you just standing there for?"
Grabbing stuff. Maybe not the right stuff. I'm just grabbing stuff for him.
Okay. So you're in the storeroom and you're not taking the time to really look at what's on the shelves. You're just starting to grab things, correct?
Yeah. I'm still acting like I know what I'm doing, but I don't, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's no.
Shut up.
Go ahead and roll your survey to see how well you're quickly grabbing these things. Like, I'm going to say a good roll. You're actually grabbing some of the things you want. If it's bad, obviously you're not grabbing that. So you start grabbing some of the bottles, and like as he's shouting these names, you can read, so you can recognize some of the words. You've grabbed a handful of what he's asked for. and then just a bunch of what he hasn't, and you carry them all over to the table and you drop them there. And he starts just pulling and like dashing, and it almost looks like he's cooking up a recipe, but he is working at like a more of a laboratory type table. He goes, "What were you doing in here? How did you even get your way in here?"
I thought this was the bathroom. Lots of pipes in here.
It's a bathroom with my name on it, with an office, with a laboratory. What do you think? You think I'm an idiot? What are you doing?
I thought the word Tamazoran was similar to the word Porter John. So I thought it was a bathroom. I apologize for using this bathroom.
Where did you use the bathroom?
That one room over there, I'm pretty sure I found a toilet.
Was there a desk there?
Was the front drawer open?
The poop drawer?
I definitely think I found the toilet. Don't worry, I made it. By the way, what class is this? Buttons class?
Botany, he snaps, and continues making it his solution here. Now, Squish and Chuckles. Squish, you have seen Chuckles walk into the room, into the aisle, full view of these men, do his little dance, and now has their attention.
Yes, Squish.
Are they attacking him?
They are not, but they are focused on him, and they are approaching him. Now, they are shuffling zombies. They're not running, but they are getting closer to Chuckles, and he did kind of put himself in the center of them. So it's getting tight.
I'm going to pull out my rifle, just get ready to see if they start attacking Chuckles.
Okay.
You're just going to observe.
I'm going to observe. We're in a laboratory. We're doing
this is an experiment.
Experiments.
And yes. If experiments go wrong, we shoot it.
Chuckles, how close do you let these guys get to you before you do something?
I am in the middle of them, mm-hmm. but I imagine savory means, let's see, how do I put this? My backside. So I'm not facing the zombies.
Sure.
I'm facing towards Squish. And I'm looking at him and saying, "Is this working?" And just sort of, you know, shaking it.
Working for somebody. Not me, but somebody.
No, I don't. I didn't mean working for you. I was like, is this, have you learned anything from this experiment that we're running yet?
Yeah, they're interested, but they don't want to seem to steal.
Are they hungry for me?
They're shuffling towards you.
In not an really eating
fast.
Are they leading with their teeth?
It's hard to imagine them leading with anything else.
Well, they could be leading with their hearts. we're trying to find out, are these eating zombies? Are these people eating zombies? Yeah. Do we have enough information? Oh, they are. Okay, well then shoot them.
Oh, no. We're trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
But I think the other two are working on a plan to get to fix them.
How do you know that?
It's a guess.
I don't know. There's a lot of orders being barked back there by what I can only assume is a mad scientist.
And the teacher. And Tamazoran.
Tamazoran. Who I've never even met before. Okay.
All right. Maybe we should just take out their legs.
So all of a sudden, you want to preserve life.
Well, you gave me a lot of shit for shooting them in the first place.
No, that's personal growth. That's personal growth. But although technically you shot him in the legs before. I mean, isn't the whole part of the leg?
I shot him exactly in between their legs.
That's true.
So do you want me to shoot one of them?
I don't feel particularly in danger just because they're shuffling and shambling.
All right. Then I'll wait.
Should I feel in danger?
I don't know.
Bridget?
while you've had this very long conversation back and forth, the zombies have approached you, and one of them has like reached out a very kind of withered hand, and he's like, he's you can feel him kind of like approaching your shoulder. You get those like tingles on the back of your arm, right? You're like, and you can like scoot a little bit out of the way if you like. They are, and I do want to repeat this, not fast zombies. You're able to kind of outmaneuver them in this close quarters.
Squish.
Maybe we should just run away.
Okay. To where?
The door.
I'm following you. All right.
All right. Can we try to open up the door to get out?
If you want to try and outrun them first to get to the door, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
Yes, I would like to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, I repeat, so go ahead. They are not fast.
They are not fast. That is correct. Your finesse. I guess. See if you can outmaneuver or outrun to these guys.
Does Chuckles have to roll his finesse too?
If he wants to run with you, yes.
I was watching you to see if you ran. And since you started running, then I'm going to follow.
And you're running to the door, correct?
I'm just running towards Squish.
Yeah, Squish ran to the... Squish, you ran to the door, sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, I do it.
You Scooby-Doo kind of scatter your way to the door. Now, Chuckles, you're able to quickly, like, bound up the steps easily. Squish, you're already kind of waiting there. But what you've noticed as you've run up to the door is that the door is locked, which you know. You understand that Tab Manran shut it, locked it behind him. But it's a lot heavier than you realize. When you guys had walked in, the door had looked like wood. It was, had a kind of a normal veneer. On the way back out, though, you realize that this is like a solid steel door. This is like a blast door. It's very, very thick. It's very, very heavy. It's going to take more than just a locksmith to open it, a little tinker.
Can I start pounding on it?
Yeah, sure.
Guys, I gotta grab my. I forgot my power cord. I gotta grab it real quick. It just warned me I'm low on battery.
Okay.
I would like to pound on the door to try to get attention to open it.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just gonna wait for you to get back.
All right. Good idea.
Continue.
What?
Continue.
Oh, continue. I'm sorry. So you start pounding on the door. Now, Tam Mazaran hears this and he turns and he goes, quickly, faster. Here, you stand here. You start doing this. I'm going to get the titration going. And he stands you in front, kind of pushes you to stand in front of this Bunsen burner-like flame with a little cauldron on it. It's boiling, it's bubbling, it's stewing. The smells are kind of strong and noxious, but you are doing your thing. Are you going to just stand there and kind of stir the pot, as it were?
Yeah. Hey, if I do this, does this make me an official scientist now?
Official scientist?
Yeah, you know, I'd love to add that to my my repertoire of names and associations. Scientist sounds pretty cool.
Do you not hear your friends banging on the door?
Help! Help!
Do you not hear my friends banging on the door?
Please, somebody.
Here. And he hands you, he takes a pair of pot holders and he grabs the cauldron and he puts it in your hand and he says, here, quick, go in there. Go quickly. It's done. Go.
I'm running. I'm going.
So you run out of the storeroom. You Tab Mazarin opens up the steel cage, and you can feel his hand on his back as he pushes you forward down the stairs. Now, both Patch, Squish and Chuckles are standing there. So you guys are going to, of course, you know, have a comical. You're trying to get out. He's trying to get in. Y'all kind of like push your way back in.
Wait, now we're all in here?
Yes. So he just pushed Patches into the room. Patches, roll your finesse.
Where's my character? Oh, there
it is. Sorry, I moved you.
You always move me.
Sorry, Maya. Cool. So he pushes you into the room. Of course, you push back, Squish and Chuckles. You stumble, but you don't drop what you're holding. But you hear the door slam and then a big ka-chunk as Taz Mandarin has locked the door behind you.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
What a dickhead. Let me tell you something about that guy. That guy's a dickhead.
Who is the guy? Who are you talking about?
That's Taz Mazaram.
Who the hell is Tam Razaram?
You see a little porthole open, and he goes, I'm Taz Mazaram.
Oh, my God.
You idiots. You fools. You fell for the oldest trick in the book. They're zombies. What are they going to do? They shuffle. But you idiot. You just walked in there with a powerful explosive. Once that goes off, if it doesn't kill you, they won't be shambling zombies anymore.
That sounds like it solves everyone's problem.
Also, we're pretty good with explosives, aren't we, guys?
Yeah,
We burned this island. We're going to burn this place down before I'm sure.
Oh, I bet. You don't even know what I put in that concoction of mine.
Yeah, you put burgers in there, or bergamot.
Are you wearing potholders?
Yes.
Oh, they look mighty fetching on you. Throw it at the burger boys.
You're gonna just throw it straight up. I just wanted to make sure.
Did you have something you wanted to say before I did this?
Nope.
Oh no, you don't have to listen to me.
Nope, I'm throwing it.
I did just say. Tiger, I mean, he just says it explodes.
Tiger, you're the smartest person I know. If you say to do it, I'm doing it.
Uh-oh. You take the Tiger concoction.
Chuckles.
Both.
My goodness. We're screwed.
You throw it. I just want to confirm. So you throw his concoction in a matter of spite. We don't have to tell us. We'll blow everything up. Blah! And you throw it onto the brutalized zombies. It splashes onto them, the three of them. It kind of shatters when you throw it. It splashes onto them, and you see that inside was this like gelatinous green goo that seems like it's kind of steaming and foaming. And as the brutalized boys kind of inhale it, a color comes back into their face, but not human color. They turn kind of a greenish sort of color, and they kind of get like, you can hear them like, they're starting to get more aggressive. Their bones are kind of like twisting and cracking. And they have changed dramatically. Instead of being a slow shuffling kind of out of it zombies, they are now fully aware of the three of you.
Oh,
and
nice.
Tam Mazaran is on the other side of the porthole, and he is cackling. He goes, they told me you would come. They told me you were on your way here. I knew what it was. I knew what to expect, you fools.
Well, I told you.
Who's they?
Oh, like I'm going to tell you a gosh darn thing. Now you will face the wrath of my brutalized boys.
Don't you want to tell us before bullies. We die? Tell us who sent us before we die. Give us some kind of closure.
What? I'm not going to die. I'm never going to die.
All right. What about this, guys? Let's burn down the school.
What? Give up?
Well, no. Here's what I'm thinking. We release Hotman and have him burn down the school.
We already did that.
Meanwhile, hold on. Let me hear me out.
He's recovering.
He is recovering. Yeah. Well, from what? From a slight jog he had earlier?
Not a slight jog. From his infernophilia.
So you had released him earlier to not burn anything down, but to distract the guards.
Okay, what about if we use him as a distraction while you pick the lock?
There is no lock. Can't be picked.
It can't be picked. All right. What if...
what if we ask the boys for help?
Like
they are green now.
I don't think they're going to...
What if we really sway them? Tiger, do you got good sway?
I'm savory.
Sweet and savory.
No, I'm not savory. I have no sway. That's what got us into this mess.
I got four sway.
I have command. Do you think I could command them to bust down the door for us?
Yeah, yell at them.
Bridget?
You can command them for sure. They are also dead.
Oh, so nothing.
Which means
to worry
you
about.
Can attune them as well. Like if you want to read their thoughts or something.
Oh well, what about command them? Make
you
them
can
do
command.
Things.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course you
command them to get into this bottle.
Command them to break down this door and bust out Taz Manor. Also, there's totally. I'm looking at the picture. There's a toilet right in front of us. I wasn't wrong.
No, you weren't.
No. We were supposed to ignore that.
I did not. I mean, I totally used it.
It was there. It was there for.
But now our listeners have to know that I didn't just pee in this laboratory. There was a toilet here the entire time.
Our one listener,
Linda. I peed. I love that. I peed in a toilet, not on a laboratory.
While you guys have been kind of. Yelling at each other. The zombies are approaching you. You're kind of on the entryway, this like little steps dais area that you step down into the laboratory proper. They are getting a little bit closer to you.
Well, do you guys, what do you think? Should I just give the end of the old college command?
Yeah, try to pull rank on them.
All right, I'm going to do that. I might have to use my executive co-captain voice.
So we have to
nothing. Just I'm going to speak really loud, sternly.
Now listen to me. We're gonna mutiny on this situation.
He's just gonna throw a mutiny. All right. Well, what do you say to them?
All right, boys. I know this school has been a real pain in the ass, but I know that if we work together, we can really get through to the other side of this situation. Now, this school has not treated you right. They brought you back as zombies. I would have brought you back as a ghost, which is much better and different. It's free. But my point is, it isn't right. This isn't right at all. Hold on one
second.
It's
unnatural.
It's unnatural. Give me a drink.
Where'd you get that from?
My leg. I say we win a vicious mutiny on this laboratory, on that scientist, on his really crappy toilet. Let's go.
The laboratory and the lavatory.
Exactly. Laboratory and the lavatory. Mutiny in the lavatory.
Your words don't seem to affect two of the zombies. In fact, they just kind of growl even more, and you can see that they're only for what has only really been like a day. These boys look like they are semi-rotted. You can see their teeth through like gaps in their jaw, their skin, which no longer is there. But one of them, the one on the very end, hesitates. He seems to be considering your offer, and what brings him in is the idea that he could be to go. The one on the end. Do you see the labels that say considering your offer?
Yeah.
No.
Our offer of mutiny.
Do you see it in the foundry?
I do.
I don't.
One of the boys says considering your offer. Then there's two brutalized boys.
Oh, okay. All right. I see him now.
Yeah. So that one actually pauses, and he's considering your offer because he remembers being not a zombie, and he thinks maybe a ghost would actually be better. But the other two boys don't seem to care, and they take even further steps towards you. Squish chuckles. Yeah.
While they were walking or listening to Captain, I want to sneak around and go to the backside of them.
Sure.
Like, towards the desk in the back.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your prowl.
Wait, no, I get an extra one for my hat, right?
That's true. Your magical hat.
What do I get with my hat?
A headache.
You're able to prowl behind them without being seen.
Perfect.
And when you say not being seen, does that include me, Chuckles?
If you'd also like to prowl, yes.
No, I just want to know if you saw him? Squish, yeah, sneak away.
If you'd like to roll your survey, we'll see.
All right, I want to know if I saw him. Oh boy,
is it a man?
It is.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, you saw him move, but you were a little distracted by Chuckles' impassion. I'm sorry, by Patch's impassioned speech.
Oh yeah, I want a mutiny now. Is it my turn? Do I do action?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very. My mutinies are very addictive.
They're addicting and addictive. You are also addicted to organizing mutinies. So these brutalized boys, they are of college age?
Yes.
Okay, so they're pipsqueak in nature. Can I just jump on one? Just like jump as high as I can on top of his body. I mean, I'd like to just jump on his head.
Yes, you can jump on his head.
Just real squirrel jump onto him, sure.
Yes, yeah, and just start pounding on the top of his head.
Yeah. Roll your, I guess finesse for jumping.
Finesse for jumping.
You do it. You are successfully able to jump on him. And what do you do?
All right. So I see him and I'm like, oh shit, I got to do something. So I just go berserk and I run and I jump as high as I can onto the boy's shoulders. I don't know how far I get up, but I can see over his head into Squish. Cause I saw Squish sneak away. So then I jump up on top and I'm, beating on his head and, really, really with a fury of 1,000 tiny little fists.
Yeah. So you start
me and Juggles lock eyes. And I just go thumbs up.
I just wanted you to know in case you wanted to help. That's all, or just watch. I guess
you start wailing on one of the brutalized boys. Now here's the thing: they are zombies. They are flesh, but they are not living flesh. So even as you're hitting him and smacking him, he's responding, like he's like trying to fight you off, but your blows don't actually seem to be like slowing him down. You can definitely feel your fist making contact with flesh, but it's not like it immediately knocks him out or anything. But what it does do, the other brutalized boy attacks and he rushes you, Patches, and he's going to try and grapple with you. So if you want to roll your resistance, your prowess. Okay, you're able to, let me ask you, do you fight him off? Do you run away? How do you avoid his blows?
So he runs at me, and he catches me off guard, but I inexplicably grab him and suplex him.
Oh, nice. Just because I heard wrestling move.
Okay, yeah, like, so in kind of a, like, you just kind of like, oh, and just as he runs at you, you're able to kind of flip him onto his back, right?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, hold yeah. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, he just tackles me and I grab him and I just throw him over my shoulder.
Okay. Yeah, so you're gonna be able to do that. You're not gonna give him any damage. But you are gonna get him in like a vulnerable position where he is on his back.
All right,
Squish. So you see Chuckles just I imagine you're like sitting on his shoulders almost, right? Chuckles.
Yeah.
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 Just wailing down on this mm-hmm. guy. Mm-hmm. You've seen mm-hmm. Patches just suplex the other guy into the ground. What is your choice? What do you do seeing this from afar? I just want to add, you have one other zombie who's just kind of standing there, and you can see that he's thinking really hard. He's just like, but if I become a ghost, I don't know. Do I have to be in a bottle the rest of my life?
Can I go through walls?
All right. Get to the girls' locker room. Taz Mazarin, is he still looking through that porthole?
He is, and he is just laughing. He's just, no!
Can I shoot at him?
Sure.
Watch out for Juggles.
It's like yelling, it's like mocking you through a window. It's like, you can't get me, just pull out a shotgun.
Right, exactly.
So you shoot at him, but because this is a very thick glass, and again, a blast door, this whole area is made for explosives. So you aren't able to hurt him, but you do scare him off. He's like, ah! And he like ducks beneath the glass because he's forgotten he's behind glass. So he's no longer overseeing what's going on. But the glass is still intact.
All right. Are there ingredients around to make boom boom sauce?
If you want to study for that, sure. There are tons of ingredients around. This is an active working laboratory. But yeah, if you want to just take a look around and see, you definitely can.
Another laboratory is just another word for a kitchen.
Exactly.
As everybody knows.
What's a kitchen if not a laboratory?
But what's a laboratory if not a kitchen?
You know what they say, like, chemistry is the kitchen of science.
Exactly.
I guess they do say that.
Study your survey.
Who's they?
Oh, I'm sorry. Survey.
Okay.
Big man.
Hey, big boy.
Right.
Yeah, you quickly recognize that there is like definitely ingredients for boom boom sauce in here.
Oh, I'm going to start making a boom boom sauce.
He's going to make a nuclear boom boom sauce.
Nuclear boom boom.
Chuckles, Patches. So Chuckles, the guy who's you're punching is starting to punch you back, and it's kind of like he's punching right above
himself
him.
Almost.
Same thing. I'm going to have you roll your prowess to see how you kind of avoid his punches.
Prowess. All right. Ooh. Interesting.
Wait, success.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But I do suffer 4 stress.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead and take the 4 stress. But you aren't getting severely damaged by these.
My kidneys.
Yeah, he's kind of just like almost. Yeah, exactly. Just kind of hitting you in the sides, and it's like it's uncomfortable and it's not fun.
Yes.
But you definitely are not being like severely injured.
Is it too crazy to jump off of this brutalized boy onto the brutalized boy on the floor and? Perhaps a top rope maneuver, maybe a middle rope maneuver.
Do your, I guess finesse again. Yeah, you okay, can see
that's
how.
That's what I'd be trying. Yeah, that's what I'd be trying to do.
Okay, you're able to to do your maneuver. You're going to jump off the one brutalized boy and jump on the other one?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you, like, drop him with an elbow, or are you just...
Well, I'm trying to go for an elbow, just something, because I see him, you know, exposed down there. One people's elbow, one person's elbow.
The person's elbow?
On small elbow.
one small elbow for Juckles, one big elbow for Brutalized Boy.
Yeah, and, so this flying elbow comes out of nowhere, and you're able to kind of really land on the Brutalized Boy, but now you're on the ground with him, and yeah. he kind of now
that far ahead.
Yeah, now instead of trying to, whatever he was going to do to Patches, is now going to be focused on you. Patches, what you have gone and, like, you've seen the flying elbow. What are you doing?
How's the guy who's considering my offer? Any movement on him?
I'll say this. If you give him, like, another command or do something, he'll be more likely to listen. So you can get
what if I offer him a drink? Is he a college kid?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go over there and just while everyone, all this madness is going on, I'm like, hey, you want a drink? I'm that cool older college kid who has the alcohol in his leg.
So you offer him
bad,
your leg
trope.
Your leg flask.
My leg flask.
And he looks at it like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to drink, but he takes a sip, and in true zombie fashion, you can kind of see it, like, through the openings in his skin, like by his throat, and it kind of, like, some splashes out of his jaw, and he's just like,
smooth.
Yeah. Now,
and he says in kind of a rough, you make me ghost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Make a ghost, get you an insurance plan. You know, you really should be talking to our representatives. We really could really take care of you on our ship. We have a ship, by the way. I don't know if you heard about that, but we have a really cool pirate ship. So if you're going to be a ghost, you're going to be an exclusive ghost for a pirate ship. That will pay back in tenfold. You know, give it a couple of years. You know, we'll train you up. You know, we'll pay for your training. You know.
Your medical school.
Yeah, medical school.
Semester at sea?
Oh, yes! Total of several trimesters at sea. you know, we're just really pregnant with sea travel. So, what do you think? Shall we call it a cheers for joining my ghost crew?
You make me ghost first.
Well, we're going to need help. We're, you know, you see...
Make the kid a ghost!
Your two other brutalized boys here are brutalizing my boys here. So, if you could help us out with that, then of course I'll make you a ghost.
So you want him to go fight for you? I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're trying to convince him with the offer of...
health insurance.
Semester at sea. Not trimester at sea, by the way.
Several trimesters at sea.
Several trimesters at sea. Yeah, okay. I would say go ahead and throw your sway with your plus one for giving him the drink and your previously lucky sway.
Right, so sway, you said?
Plus one, yeah. Make sure you give yourself a plus one for that.
What's my hat give me?
Your hat doesn't give you anything.
Headache.
Patches this pawn in great game of life.
Maybe lice.
He kind of grumbles and he goes, I want to be a ghost first.
All right, well. Bridget, how do I turn this guy into a ghost? I've never done this before. Did I kill him?
Slash his wrists.
Is there like a special exorcism I do or just kill him? Because I don't want to just kill him and then him not do anything. Okay. If I'm going to murder, it's going to be for, you know, a good cause. Good. Like indentured servitude.
For manipulation, personal gain.
So on your person, you do have, so there's a couple ways. You could kill him, sure, straight up, and make him a ghost. You do have your spirit hooks as well, which is used to grab the spirit. And, you know, it's used mostly for ghosts.
That's what it's for?
Okay. Yeah, that's a old fashioned. I'll do that. Spirit hook his ass right out of there. What?
Okay.
We've just been hitting people with it.
I've been using it to go chumming.
Yeah, in kind of a flashback moment, you're remembering the first time you picked up the spirit hooks, like you saw them at a pawn shop, and the guy was just talking, and you kind of zoned out. But now you remember him talking about, I mean, they're not just good for thrashing people. You can nab the spirit out of anything just like that.
I just imagine I'm in the pawn shop like a kid playing with weapons, and I'm just swinging it around. Like,
you're like the lightsaber kid.
I am George Michael.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we'll get back to you in just a second. Yeah, so you pull out your spirit hooks. Squish, you've seen the flying elbow, the people's elbow.
Yes.
You see Patches having a deep conversation with the other bully. There are two bullies. There's one that was it's being elbowed by Chuckles, and the other one turns around and he starts looking, because he's like, wait, one, two, he's looking for you.
Is my boom boom sauce done?
Yeah. I mean, it's you've whipped it up so many times, you can do it in your sleep.
All right. Well, then I'm going to throw it at the one that's looking at me.
That's what you get.
The whole thing.
How dare you give me attention?
I just throw some at him.
Don't you look at me.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it's your finesse, because you've done this so many times. I think the boom boom sauce recipe is fine. It's more about how well you throw it at him, right?
Okay. Not good.
You miss wildly. As the
zombie comes.
My eyes.
You miss wildly. But you do, like, you hit some equipment instead. There's an instant explosion. And just debris starts going everywhere. It kind of shakes the building. The building is, again, meant for explosives. So nothing is like, it's not like you brought the building down. There are a bunch of now shrapnel, debris, everything kind of in the corner. I'm going to say you hit this kind of area over here on the left-hand side with all the gauges and vats and whatever. Yeah. And just starting, the room starting to fill kind of with smoke. You know, it makes the environment a bit more difficult. So at the same time of you throwing and missing, part of the reason you miss is the brutalized boy kind of like launched himself at you right at the same time. How would you like to fight back?
I'm just going to put my head down and hope they hit my horns.
Okay. So throw your prowl resistance.
Your freakishly small horns.
Now you're hoping they're freakishly large.
He told us that in confidence.
They're not freakish.
Oh, whatever they are, they're freakish. I don't know if it's large or small, but they're freakish.
That's why I don't tell secrets. I just air my family's dirty laundry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it doesn't break a horn.
I'm just trying to see, because you have something with stress, right?
I got rid of it.
Oh, okay. The penalties are less severe, though. That's the one you have.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Tough as nails.
Oh, that's for just harm.
Yeah.
Penalties from harm. Yeah. Oh, not stress.
Yeah. So So you're going to go ahead and take that stress. And he's not going to be put off. For once, your horns do not do what you were hoping they would do. And he kind of starts trying to wail on you, starts trying to beat you up, grab at your skin. You know, he is essentially trying to eat you.
Ow.
But Chuckles, you are on the floor with the other brutalized boy.
Yeah.
He's going to roll over and start grappling with you as well. Again, he's trying to grab at any kind of thing that he can against you.
All right. Well, I would like to continue wrestling him. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead and throw your skirmish.
All right. Oh, God damn it. I have no skirmish either.
You should have offered to tanker him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he quickly gets the better of you and quickly is able to like kind of grapple you and wrestle you onto your back. He's gonna try scratching at your vital limbs and organs. Go ahead and throw a physical resistance. Oh, prowl. Sorry, not prowl. I'm sorry. Prowl less resistance. Yeah.
Vital limbs.
Yeah, so he's gonna avoid your vital limbs, but you are gonna get you're gonna take one stress, and he's starting to scratch you up quite a bit, and also he might be ripping your clothes.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh my.
Patches, you have your hooks out now.
I'm swinging. Is the guy like waiting for the? He's waiting for me to swing at my chain at him?
Yeah, he's not moving.
All right. Well, I swing and throw my chain at him.
Yep. Go ahead and throw your finesse.
Pop that spirit right out of his body.
Rip it right out. Sorry, my thing's moving very slow. Vanessa, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Unfortunately, it's been a while since you've used your hooks, and you miss wildly.
Did I knock somebody down?
Chuckles.
Yeah, I'm still on the floor. You got your hooks stuck in my gloves?
You got your hooks stuck on Squish's horns.
His freakishly large horns.
Or freakishly small.
Or freakishly small. Yeah. We don't know yet.
You just miss. You really miss in kind of an embarrassing fashion. The hooks kind of, like, one of them flies out of your hand.
Wow, this has been a long time. Good thing nobody's watching me.
Good thing nobody's life depends on you succeeding, I say as I'm getting my fucking vital limbs just pummeled on.
I think mine might.
Squish, you're still brawling with the brutalized boy. Are you still fighting? How would you like to fight back?
I think I'm just going to keep trying, like, hold his hands and just keep trying to, like, headbutt him.
Okay. Roll your skirmish.
Oh, I don't have anything in that.
We are very bad at fighting.
We need to get better at our skirmishes, guys.
I thought Tiger's Wreck was pretty good.
But I just keep doing prowl, or what is it?
Skirmish.
Skirmish. Yeah, so you go to headbutt him, and he's able to, like, sideswipe you. And in a really embarrassing fashion, he kind of, like, spanks you right as you go past him, too. Because he is a bully. And he's bullied a lot of people. And this is something he's very familiar with, which is, like, schoolyard brawls with people who don't know how to fight.
I think I'm just going to yell at him, then. I think I'm going to tell him that I'm the one that shot him in the ass. This is why I shot you in the asshole.
This is how you stand up to bullies. You just threaten to shoot them again.
Exactly.
Chuckles, you are on the ground. You are grappling.
Yeah, I am. Boy. I don't know. I'm figuring out a way that I could use my wreck. I would have to completely lose control. How would I do that?
Should think about, you know, the fact that you'll never see Lady High Hell again.
Who?
If you die. Or do you have an onion on you? Is it like Popeye kind of style? I just had two wildly different ideas.
No, I don't know. I mean, maybe, I guess there might be an onion in the chat that we found in that closet.
Is it a spicy onion? Maybe it's like a haunted onion or something like that.
You mean you didn't put any onions in there?
I mean, yeah. I can't just like conjure onions. I have to get them. We went to the produce market, but I don't think we ever did. Oh, a flashback?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have those.
Oh, yeah. Flashback. Well, I guess I did pull this because I did find it in the captain's closet, right? It was like in a chest or something.
It was in a wardrobe, yeah.
Yeah, wardrobe.
Maybe it's like a spicy one.
Well, no, I was just there's just an extra pocket in this hat. It's five corners. I was like, I didn't even know they made five corner hats. I just learned to count to five, and now I found a hat with the right number of corners on it, and it has a pocket that is roughly like a baseball size, maybe the size of a lemon, somewhere in between there, which is exactly the size of an onion. And I said, I know what would go well in here, and I scrounge around on the boat to find an onion. And the only thing I can find is something that's vaguely onion-shaped behind the couch. And I throw that in there, assuming that it's just an onion. But when I take it out, you know, back when I'm in, what is this, the present, I take a bite out of it and realize it's a spicy onion, which is just another way of saying completely rotten and psychedelic.
Right.
It's riveting.
Yeah. Yeah, so since you guys have kind of been off the ship, you know, no one's really been cleaning up and taking care of these. So this pile of onions that Squish had kind of like stored in the in the galley just kind of gotten a little bad. And you take a bite of this, what you assumed would have been like a Popeye style onion. But instead, it's going to, if you've ever, onions are spicy. Just want to throw that out there. They've got a kick to them. That's why it makes your eyes water. And the minute you bite into it, instead of your eyes watering, your eyes kind of just like glaze over.
Oh, I just roll back into the back of my head and I lose all concept of time and space.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So Patches, you see Chuckles on the ground,
having a seizure.
Basically having a seizure. You've assumed he's bumped and hit your head. Chuckles, yeah, you now, you have unleashed your...
The beast.
Your beast.
I am what I am. I me papa.
I like to eat yams.
Yeah, and then... I just want to rise up very quickly in a very herky-jerky motion and I don't know, explode a brutalized boy into the air.
Yeah, do it. Roll your wreck.
Do it.
Do it.
Oh, our rolls are terrible.
No.
If this had gone well, what would you have liked to happen?
I would just hope that, because I would just like jump up, you know, because I was down on the ground, and I just jump up, and I would hope that the boy would fly into the air across the room and maybe flip once or half a time and just fall on his back and explode into a million pieces.
Unfortunately, what happens is as you kind of jerk yourself up, the brutalized boy, who is a little numb and desensitized, doesn't jump back at all. And instead, he kind of like, as you jump up, he meets you there, and he's just gonna sucker punch you right in the belly. I'm going to say, let me see where you're at.
My vital organs.
Yeah, you're still a sad boy. Take level 2 harm, knock the wind out of you.
Oh.
I'm also going to say, too, this immediately cancels that onion you just ate. You're just going to puke.
I snapped back. I just snapped back into real life and just barf up so all this spicy onion. It's entirely whole.
Patches, things are going badly. Squish is getting the snot beat out of him. Chuckles is puking. You've lost your hook. What do you do?
Did I lose the hook? I didn't lose the hook. I thought I just missed.
Well, you have two hooks. One, you were swinging them. One, you threw wildly and kind of like lost control. It's on the other side of the room. You still have it, but
I'm gonna try to do it again.
So you're gonna take the one hook you have and like.
Yeah, I'm really... hooking this guy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, what did we have you throw before? Was it your finesse?
It was definitely my command.
No, it's definitely your finesse. You can do your command if you want to command him to do what you want to. I mean, that's an option.
That's fine. My finesse is all right. Just not
right.
Just partially though.
All right.
Yeah. So do you want to describe what you do with the hook?
Yeah, I swing over my head and then I throw it and I hit him right in the shoulder, I imagine. And I start yanking and yanking. It's not like a clean sweep, so he's not pulled right off his body, but it's enough that I've got his spirit in the hook, and now I just gotta give her some slack and then reel her in. Then give her some slack, then reel her in. Like a mackerel.
Yeah. So you hook him kind of like in the back, it looks like. And you pull and you tug. Now, separating the soul from the body when the body is still moving is a little tricky. Much like catching a fish, they really don't want to go. So, yes, you have to, like, sit here and kind of pull his, you know, his soul out, you know, kind of jerking it a little bit like a mackerel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like a mackerel.
But you are able to eventually give one pull and dislodge his soul from his body.
I got a large one.
When you do that, you see the body that was there just kind of slumps and just kind of like a bad bit of clothing just piles onto the floor. And what remains is this ghostly version of the bully who you guys had seen earlier. Looks like a normal kid. He's just blue and translucent now.
And now a ghost.
Can I command
him to help?
In our debt.
Oh man, this is awesome!
Yeah, you can fly through walls.
I gotta go to the girls' locker room.
No, he's gone.
Not now. Hold on.
There'll be plenty of time for that.
There's not even any girls there right now, I don't think.
Yeah, it's the middle of nighttime. Right now, we need your help.
Plus, now you're attracted to ghosts.
I need you to ghost bully these ghost zombies.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, roll your command.
I assume he's the leader of the bunch.
Yes, the Fred of
the
Scooby
leader
Doo
of the pack.
The Alpha, if you will. And Fred. The Omega.
Omega.
What command do you give him?
Attack. Go ahead. I want
go
you
nuts.
Okay, who's in the worst position? Is a Squish being brutalized or is Chuckles?
They're both being brutalized.
Pick your favorite.
He got punched.
Chuckles did just get punched and is throwing up.
Okay. Ghost student, go help my 5-pointed hat friend and I'll run and go help Squish. By kicking his brutalized zombie in the face.
All right, dude. You promised us a mustard seed, though?
Believe me, you're going to be spending a lot of time on the sea. We got a lot of onboard ship activities. You know, hula hooping. You know.
Cleaning.
Waffle stomping.
You know, making fun of the dead captain.
He stinks.
He flies into the body of the other bully, the one that's attacking Chuckles. chuckles. What you see is this blue blur just enter into this boy's body, and the bully all of a sudden just stops and like freezes, and it's almost like like a little catatonic almost, where you can you could see his eyes moving like panickedly, but his arms, his hands cannot.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Gross.
He's not able to move. And then you said, Patches, you're going to go and help Squish.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to do the people's kick.
Okay.
Nice.
You want to try your finesse for that?
Yeah, definitely. Let's see here. This finesse has been doing so well. Why is that not a wreck? What's the difference between finesse and wreck again?
Finesse is something that takes some skill. Wreck is just like full blown, like a more like barbarian than a fighter, you know, where they're just like, I'm going to fuck you up.
So what if I run at this zombie and like just jump and throw both my feet at it? Is that wrecking or is that finessing? Because I feel like it's pretty barbaric.
If you want to go in there and like not try to do like a subtle, like a kick, like a, ooh, let me kick him well. And you just want to go in there and collide and clash with him. Yeah, sure. Roll your wreck.
Well, what is it when I kick him with both my feet in the air?
That's impossible. You are not Jackie Jan.
Gotcha.
All right, finesse. It doesn't matter. Wreck and finesse are equal.
Then why were you arguing so much?
Thought I had more.
Oh.
So you try to jump with both legs, and as I said, that's relatively kick with both legs. It's kind of hard to do. You're going to take some damage for that because you're not going to hit him. In fact, you're just kind of going to like fall and slide behind him. You're going to take, we'll say, level one harm, twisted ankle.
Okay.
Does that distract my guy?
Yeah, I'll say it distracts him because there's this guy running and jumping behind him trying to kick him, and he misses wildly.
All right, can I run away?
Yeah.
I'm going to run away. And
can I leave Patches to die?
Well, I was going to shoot him after I ran away.
Oh, sorry.
Shoot Patches?
I should have never doubted you.
Well, depends
on like a horse.
The roll goes. Broke a leg, I got to put him down.
I'm going to say that you are able to run away. I'm not going to make you roll for that one if you want to just, you know, run to this out of the fight.
Then I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just shoot him again.
Utah! Right in the asshole. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you shoot yourself in the asshole.
You lift up your gun to shoot, and not only... You miss. I'm also going to say, too, the gun's going to kick back a little bit, too. And it's going to bop you in the eye. So if you want to take level one, eye bop.
Level one, eye say, bop.
You're missing an eye, but that was Schmoller Twinkler.
Yeah.
What?
Schmoller was missing an eye.
Chuckles, you have recovered your breath.
Yes, but not my lunch.
No, that's gone.
Okay.
My milk steak.
Oh, no, not my milk steak. It was so expensive. But my jelly beans. The brutalized boy in front of me is just sort of, he's just sort of standing there, right?
He seems like he's frozen.
Okay. Well, I'm a bit confused because he's frozen, and I'll say, okay, well, then I'll just give him a big old whack right into the gut with my fists.
Okay. I'll say, wreck.
All right.
And what?
You said wreck.
Yeah, skirmish, I guess. I feel like this is just kind of like, because that's what he did to you, right? It was like just wailed on you in the stomach.
Yeah, and it hurt.
And I say he can take plus one too because the boy cannot move. He can't dodge. He can't move. He can't resist.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's being
super punch.
So you punch him in the stomach, and he the ghost boy that was in him fades out for a second, and you can see that the brutalized boy, the non-ghost one, kind of like, oh, you know, reacts the same way, and he makes the same kind of pantomime you just did, where he like, but no. Nothing comes out.
Just keep barfing back and forth.
Yeah. Patches, you dust yourself up, you get off of the ground.
Uh-huh.
What do you do next?
What's the situation? Squish ran away, brutalized boy in front of me.
Yes.
Is the brutalized boy still like trying to attack me?
Yes.
Okay.
He's turned around. Yeah, you kind of try to kick him, you fell, he turned around.
Okay. How's Chuckles doing?
I just punched a boy.
Chuckles just punched a boy.
Just punched a boy.
But he punched me first, so I was justified.
All right, well, then I'm going to punch this brutalized boy in front of me.
Two punched boys.
And you're just going to do the same thing? Wreck him?
Yeah. Let's fuck finesse. We're wrecking it now.
Yeah, your punches are kind of wild. You know, you're not trying to, like, you know, grapple with him.
Yeah, I fell on the floor. I stood up. There's a fucking guy in front of me. I'm going to wreck his ass. Anyone else will do the same thing.
Oh, boy. His head's going to fly up like a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
His head comes off.
There we go.
His butt explodes.
His butt explodes in a fiery, fiery diarrhea mist.
Hey, that's
Sarah. I don't think zombies have diarrhea.
They have all sorts of bodily fluid.
But diarrhea.
And their buttholes loose from when they got shot in them.
So what Chuckles like had wanted before to happen is that when he punched the guy, he would fly up into the air, land, and explode into a pile of goo. Patches, in a fit of rage, you lean back and you just slug the guy right in his stomach, and he flies back, hits the wall of the laboratory, and explodes into a pile of goo.
Okay, it wasn't rage, it was pure fear, but it was like adrenaline fear. It was rage. I'm just joking.
So he has gone. He's physically no longer there. Just to be clear, too, where you're at, you still have one bully who is was partially possessed by the spirit, is no longer. One pile of goo and one ghost. Squish, beside you is where this guy like fell and like blew up. So you've seen him blow up. What do you do now?
God. I'm going to try to recover from the sight of that.
Yeah.
And, shoot the one that's puking.
Sure. Yeah. Same thing. Throw your hunt.
Watch out for Chuckles.
Not Chuckles though. Ideally. Please.
Yeah. Shooting people.
Yeah, so you hit him. Unfortunately, because he is a zombie, it doesn't seem to affect him. I'll let you pick, though. Where did you hit him?
I'm going to choose the butthole again.
Oh, my God, Andy. Get over the butthole.
To the scene of the crime.
Yes.
You shoot him. You pop him right in the asshole. And he has a moment of consciousness, like a sense of deja vu. Like, this has happened to him before. And he turns, and he sees you. And he starts to growl.
Yeah, I did it again.
Yeah, he loves buttholes.
He starts to approach you. I'm kind of stumbling the other way. Away from you.
No.
Truffles, Patches, either of you want to do something? Oh. So this one bully that's approaching Squish?
I think he's got it.
No! Yeah,
I think he's going to be okay.
He's going to be fine.
Where's the new intern?
Your ghostly ghost. Intern is kind of standing and staring in horror where his friend has turned into a pile of goo.
Oh, you really spooked him.
Well, he was a zombie, so he'll get over it, you know.
He's not a zombie. He's a ghost. You turned him into a ghost. He's probably questioning his life
friend,
choices
his
now.
Friend zombie was a zombie.
Oh.
Do I have a chain? Do I have my other chain? I'm gonna hook the one brutalized boy with my chain from behind, like a whip, like just latch it from behind.
Yeah,
hold on, I'm coming, yonder. And I throw my chain at him, like I was gonna try to hook the my aim is to hook the brutalized boy and pull him away.
Sure, pull off finesse him.
The
finesse
brutalized
it.
Boy.
Marshall.
Yeah, you're able to hook him. It's maybe not as secure as you want, and he's fighting back against you though. So you're not able to like drag him away, but he's also not able to move forward. And he's
he's like pulling me around like it's a fish, like I got a large one.
Yeah, yeah, you're kind
another
of
large
like,
one.
Another large one.
That's all I get is large ones, boys.
Like a mackerel.
Like my horns.
Yes, freakishly large.
Anybody else got something they'd like to do?
I think they've got it under control.
I think Squish, I'm going to take a nap.
Squish, the boy that was approaching you is now stuck.
He's stuck?
Well, he can't move forward. He can't move forward. He's fighting against Patches, who has him hooked.
I'm going to ram my horns into him.
Sure.
Like a real bull.
And, you know, you've thrown your finesse a few times trying to do this. I think you can throw your wreck this time, unless finesse is better and you want to actually, do it with
finesse. Finesse is a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. So go ahead and Toro him.
Finally got a six.
You do it, and your horn pierces through. Through the torso, I'm assuming you're kind of like headbutting.
Yeah, yeah.
My horn will pierce the stars.
you able to? Yeah. So you torso him. You Toro him. Get him. Gore him. Essentially, right into the stomach. You pull out, and he brings a hand up to his stomach. He's not bleeding or anything, but it's just human nature, and. He's got a gaping wound in the front, and he's still hooked in the back by Patches. He's very, very weak now. You can see kind of he's very sluggish. He's almost turning back into that shuffling zombie he was before.
All right, Chuckles, your turn to do something for once.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to karate chop him because I see that he needs a coup de grace, and I'm just going to karate chop him.
Is that something you put in your salad?
Yes.
Oh,
Jesus
nice.
Christ.
That's one
Where
hell
are you
of a
karate
crouton.
Chopping?
Yeah.
Like, you just, like, on the, like, a neck?
Yeah, because I feel like he kind of, like, moved back as, all this was going on. And he kind of bended his backwards, and then I just came up behind him, and I karate chopped him right around the mid-drift. So I hit him right in the belly. And then I karate chopped him in half. I surprised everyone by my brute strength.
Yeah. No, you karate chop him in half, and between the hook in his back providing tension and his gored stomach, splits in twain.
In twain.
His top half falls over his torso, his legs still standing there. Your hook is free now. And you just stand there, chuckles, looking at you.
Oh.
I start picking up my hook, like wrapping it up. Oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. You go and you pick up your hook.
I'm traumatized. Now I'm brutalized.
You grab your other hook that you had thrown. The brutalized boy who's now a ghost is just kind of sitting there going, wow.
See how powerful we are? Just think.
Wow.
You could be our intern.
Man. And
we haven't even gone out to sea yet.
Yeah.
Semester at sea and an internship. This
No, trimester. Several trimesters at sea.
Trimesters at sea and several. Yeah. And an internship already? Man, yep. I got lucky falling in with you guys. My mom said I wouldn't be able to account to anything.
You know what? I like you way better than our last intern. We're gonna introduce you to him. His name's Tony or Tawny. We don't even know anymore, but he's kind of a little bitch.
Wow, oh, man.
Wait, what's your name? What's your name, ghost lad?
Rodney.
Rodney? Oh,
we're going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
Rodney the ghost.
Rodney the ghost.
All right.
Call me Rod.
Rod, okay, Rod. Rod, let's get going.
All right, Hot Rod.
You turn around. There's still smoke and debris kind of everywhere, and the door is still slammed shut.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We're still fucked.
All right, I'll tinker it open.
He'll do it. I believe in him.
Yeah, go ahead and tinker
let me,
it.
Let me at this door.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
That's me cracking my knuckles.
This door, which you had considered previously impenetrable, nice. you go up to, you give it a little twist, a little here, a little there,
yep.
And it just slides open easily, never a concern. You leave the office. Tam
this is
Mazarin,
an office?
Yeah, this was the botany office. Crap. Tam Mazarin is not nowhere to be
towering.
Seen. Nowhere to be seen.
Oh.
Yeah, and you guys, I guess, just leave. You sneak out before.
Is Tam Mazarin there?
I'm glad we got everything
gone.
We needed.
Oh. Did we find the pages?
What you guys found earlier.
For?
What you guys found earlier, you found a series of like all of his supplies came from the Lockport Garden Club, and he received an invitation to their annual garden party, which is just a few days away.
So we're going to a garden party, boys.
All right, I'm going shopping for a new outfit.
You already got a new hat.
I do, and it's awfully, awfully
charming. You need new breeches.
Well, I thought I was the only one that could smell that.
Especially after
tonight. You
could
smell it and you didn't do anything?
I mean, that's why I could smell it is because I did something.
As you guys
live with it?
Leave
I was
body.
Being brutalized.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not just now that the smell is there.
No, it's a completely different smell.
It smells the same.
No, it's stronger.
Oh, my.
Boys, yep. boys, relax. We all smell. Let's go.
Thank you.
As you guys
very comforting.
Leave the his office and you enter the quad, as you leave kind of the set of rooms and buildings and hallways and you're getting out into the open, it's still nighttime. Evelyn is there waiting for you. And she's
nice.
Like,
oh, she can't smell me.
What happened? Where's Taz Mazarin?
Your friend Taz Mazarin is a madman.
Shit his pants.
He's running a zombie factory back there.
His mad lab.
Taz
you
Mazarin's
knew about
mad
the mad lab?
Lab? Yeah, Taz Mazarin has a mad dad lamb.
Bam lamb.
Panzeram. Oh, sorry. That's Taz. That's not Evelyn. My bad.
Wait, you knew about Tam Mazran's Mad Lab and you didn't tell us?
Did you know he was making zombies back there out of butt children?
No, I had no idea he was making zombies out of butt children. How would he even do that?
Yeah, those lads who were murdered today, he tried healing them and turned them into zombies. Quite frankly, I'm pretty sure that breaks a rule.
Yes. The golden rule. Thou shalt not turn boys into zombies.
What did you find out?
There's some kind of garden club, garden party.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about this?
I've heard of the garden club. Yeah. They're a big social group. Yeah.
Is it like literally garden club, or is this some kind of innuendo?
Is this another cult?
Yeah.
It sounds kind of culty.
Everything is a cult in Lockport.
She's right. It's very difficult. It's very difficult here.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, well,
are you,
appreciate it.
Are you gonna go to the invite to the party?
Well, yeah. After we go, what did you say earlier, Chuckles? Shopping.
No, not after we go. Before we go, I need an outfit for the garden. Yeah,
we're gonna go to the party after we go shopping.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
We're getting new breeches.
Yes, and I might get a six corner hat.
Someone destroyed Chuckles' underwear on him.
X-nay on the underwear vey.
Sorry, on the breeches.
X-nay on the pig Latin-nay.
Maybe I could go with you. I mean, you guys probably need someone who actually knows the city.
Hell listen, yeah.
You really shouldn't be running around with a guy like me. I'm bad news.
He really is.
She hears this and she smiles. That's because, again, you are wearing your hat. You are incredibly charming. Uh-huh. So she's like, well, I mean.
What does my hat do?
Your hat doesn't do anything.
Your hat makes you look stupid.
I mean, so it's a date, right?
Yes, that's how days work.
No, date. Oh. She wants to kiss me on the mouth. So, yes, I accept.
Good. Then, and she kind of like twirls her hair. She's like, well, then I'll see you guys there if I don't see you beforehand.
I think she's into me, guys.
Yeah, it must be your hat.
It must be the hat. My hat adds 10% charm.
And that's 10 pounds and 10 charm.
She leaves you there at the quad, helps you guys sneak out back onto the ship. And you guys board the ship and with Rodney in tow. And Rod is very excited about the ship and everything on there. He starts talking to the other ghost crew with a little pen and notebook, you know, trying to get some notes for how to be the best intern that he can be. And as you're actually, let's get you on deck.
Yar.
As you guys are standing on deck, you hear a thud, and the sound of glass as a pigeon has dropped a message onto the main deck.
Uh oh. We got enough, boys.
Oh, yeah. That's probably for me. That's, you know, my old lady's preferred method of communication.
No. It might be the new lady trying to communicate with us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have so many ladies after me. I'll take this.
I'm pretty sure. No. Let me see. I'll take this first.
All right. And you just snatch it out of my hands.
Well, I didn't snatch it out of my hands. I picked it up first, and you were trying to snatch it out of my hands, but I'm taller. Okay.
Thank you.
So you just hold it above me?
No.
Roll for finesse.
When you unroll it and you read it, and again, this is a very simple style of letter, but the gist of it that you get is that Lady Highhill will be in Lockport next week to attend the Lockport Garden Club. And she would love to have chuckles there as her date.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Those plates are spinning and you're losing control. No control of your plates. No control of your plates.
And as you yell that, you're like pointing at me, and I just sulk back to the bedroom.
Is my no control of your plates. No, just no, kick no it, control.
Kick it.
And, but Squish, you hear this as well, and there's a small part of your heart that warms because, of course, you too have fallen for the Lady High Hill.
Hail the Junk Fort Boys! In the night they roam, solving woes with fire and explode. With a clash and a crash and a twist of fate, explosions mark the hours, never late. Never late.
And everything is going according to plan.
Meanwhile, I just want to...
And meanwhile, Patches is just yelling at both of you, spinning plates, in your plates, in your plates, at everyone. And I'm just sulking back. Squish is having a heart attack.